The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
So they actually analyzed searches from 50 states to find each state's favorite snack. Basically, three categories dominated. Potato chips, candy bars, and cookies.
Okay.
Okay.
Chuck, in Michigan, you're not alone with something you just hunted down.
What did I just hunt down?
You went in, you were going.
What did you do?
Remember, you were looking for the one-way aisles as you searched and hunted for something?
Oh yeah. Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
I was actually going to just say it as a joke. Ah, that's funny. Mm-hmm. Come on, we love them here?
That is Michigan's favorite junk food snack.
I'm not mad about that one. I enjoy the crap out of some Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
You get them nice and fresh.
Oh, when they're fresh.
It's so chewy and soft. And sour,
I guess they make
sweet.
A gigantic version.
We talk about food like sex.
I know. They make a giant version of the Sour Patch Kids that are like two different flavors.
Really?
So it'd be like one big body and two different flavors.
That sounds delicious.
In the baseball circles where we eat a ton of candy.
You love the big ones.
You know, like someone brought it up and was like, yeah, no, they make this the best. It's the best version of it. I like the little watermelons.
Oh, what are they called?
There's like a Sour Patch watermelon.
They're Sour Patch, though.
Yeah.
They're made by the same company.
They're just watermelons instead of the people.
Not a big fake watermelon flavor guy.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's hit or miss with me, too.
Yeah.
I don't eat Sour Patch Kids either.
No, I don't either. My son loves them. He's like a big sour food guy, but I'm not. Ooh. It's not my deal.
I can't have the bag near me, really.
Well, they're so good because they're so sour at the beginning, and then the sweetness kicks in, and you're like, oh, the sour's gone. Now they're just a delicious little chewy candy.
Yep.
I can't be mad at Florida either. Mini donuts.
Well,
mini donuts is Florida's favorite snack.
I haven't had the mini donut since the vending machine mission.
Have you seen, though, what they've done in the vending machine? There's like 25 25 rows of mini donuts.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. They really supplied us.
They're like, what? Oh, my God.
Because, now we're not buying them.
Listen, well, no, we are still.
Are we?
I
haven't.
We're not going through them at such a fast rate as what we were.
We panicked. Right, we had a panic.
Panic.
Yeah, that's
we had a mini donut panic on the show.
I had a confrontation with another morning show in front of the vending machine over those donuts.
Oh, yeah.
We were both accusing each other of buying them all out.
You had a confrontation?
Stand
I didn't hear
ground.
About that.
I didn't know that either.
I was
stand
like, I'm not going to buy them all. You must be buying them all. And they're like, no, you're buying them all. I'm like, I'm not buying them all. We're bitching about it on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
The radio
exactly.
show.
Exactly. We'll take it right to the radio.
Yeah, we did.
So when I last looked at it, I think there was four rows.
Four?
It was.
So I should go buy some because now I feel bad.
Well, but the thing
I
is,
made this big fuss about it.
If I owned a vending machine, and I gotta assume that the donuts are one of the more expensive items.
Are they?
It's not like it's going to be more than just a chocolate bar.
What is the most? This is interesting. What is the most expensive item in that vending machine?
I would say the beef jerky.
Beef jerky?
I think it's like $2.25.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless you're going into the frozen food section, then they got like White Castle sliders and
they have White Coney Castle
dogs.
Sliders.
Yeah,
and
Coney dogs.
Yeah,
it's frozen though.
I had no idea.
Yes, you'd heat up in the microwave. I'm not recommending these items.
No,
unless you really want to roll the diarrhea dice.
Diarrhea dice.
I don't want to roll the diarrhea dice.
If you feel unlucky and you're like, I'm going to roll these diarrhea dice, maybe go for the Coney dogs.
I don't know how hungry I'd have to be. Like, honestly, I'd have to be...
Like, you wouldn't have eaten in days.
Like, I would have kicked the door in here.
Yeah.
It's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my God.
I feel like I could have been on a desert island for a month and not eaten and come back and still would have
said
no to those Coney dogs.
Right. Right.
What would be the safest option if you were starving and your blood sugar was dropped and you
Snickers.
Pass
Snickers.
Out.
Really satisfies.
What? No, besides that, like in the food section. What's in there?
Like they have eggs,
tuna
don't they?
Salad. They have tuna
eggs.
Salad.
They have a tuna salad sandwich. Do you know what they have?
Tuna sandwich? No.
I've never seen before that is really intriguing.
What?
Ham salad sandwich.
Ham salad?
Ham salad sandwich.
It's like with mayo?
I didn't buy it. I just saw the label.
Ham salad? I've never even heard of it.
It's chunks of ham with like mayo?
I'm assuming, yes.
Hammy mayo.
Whatever you mix to make your egg salad sandwich or your tuna salad sandwich, you just substitute probably
ham
spam.
Salad.
Oh, yeah, they don't have like a turkey wrap or something?
No, we're not that fancy yet.
No.
Bosco sticks. You can buy some Bosco sticks if you want to heat up.
Oh, my God, the ingredients? Hard-boiled egg, sweet pickle relish, cooked ham, celery. There's different versions of this, just quickly here. Like, there's some that's made with ham, ground ham, eggs and Dijon mustard and sweet pickle. Another one is dill pickle juice, cooked ham.
I feel like that's ruining ham. Like, I don't mind a chicken salad sandwich. I don't mind a tuna salad. But you take ham, the beautiful
delicious ham.
Yeah, beautiful ham.
Disguise it with mayo and all these other things. It's just not needed.
I'll say this. I remember,
I bet it's good.
When I worked in the factory.
She just said it's not needed. Yeah. And then she's like, let that, it's tasty.
It's
not tasty.
I mean, I'm not, I don't know. I don't buy mayo.
When I worked in the factory and you know, the food truck would come around, and the food truck is just a glorified version of that vending machine, right?
Vending machine.
They'll just heat it up for you, right?
Yeah. They'll heat it up. And a lot of times you just took it, you actually heated it up like in the lunchroom. But I would get the ham and cheese. That was always, to me, safe bet. Yeah. The ham and cheese, there was nothing on it. Yep. Just cheese, ham. You warmed it up a little bit. The bun got a little moist. But it went down easy, no diarrhea. So, because you're really, listen, if you have to work a 12-hour shift, I'd be working a 12-hour shift. You can't get diarrhea, guys.
You can't.
No, you don't got time for diarrhea.
Diarrhea-free foods.
Yeah.
You can't.
Safe about
but
it.
But there were dudes that were taking massive risks even then.
Were they like, in the bathroom a lot of the shift?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here on radio, if you have diarrhea, it's okay, because you just play a couple songs and you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Blow that toilet out.
I was thinking about before the show started, I was sitting here. I was like, gosh, I'm hungry. We need to have, like, before this whole thing ends one day down the line in the future.
Yeah.
Like, breakfast in the morning, like every morning. We need a catered breakfast.
You know there were big time shows.
Hey, guys.
You know there were.
You got big dreams, because that ain't ever happening.
Well, we're going to have to pay for it ourselves. Yeah. Our company's never going to pay for it.
That'd be a great way to start the day.
Lisa, amazing.
You see what kind of barricade you have to protect you from the coronavirus?
Yeah,
right
I don't know if you know.
Well, not now. Not just with corona, but
how much
later.
30 catered breakfast is going to be like some of those little to-go boxes of cereal and then some old milk.
Yeah, it won't be
but
good.
But I agree. We need a breakfast bar.
What's funny about this is that this comes up once every few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole idea of a
breakfast. Because I have a skillet still that I talked about 5 years ago when we talked about this the last
ourselves, though. We don't have time for
it. It's the only way it would ever happen.
You want French
toast? Chef James.
Pancakes.
Sure,
I'll make so pancakes. Sausage. Big. We'd be I'd be happy, but big.
Yeah. Jason's volunteering to bring in a waffle maker. We're all set. We'll each do something.
Wow.
No, I don't want to do anything. I want someone else to do it for me.
I
don't like to cook.
Okay. James in for sausage. Always. He's always in for sausage.
Yes, he is. Always down for some sausage.
I, was mentioning that some of the bigger shows... Yeah. In the heyday of radio.
When it was,
they had their wardrobe provided for them. They had breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
They had, wardrobe allowances.
Wardrobe.
They used to have a helicopter. The place that we first started, there used to be a helicopter.
The station had a helicopter.
Huh. Yeah.
But they had breakfast.
Where do we need to go? Let's take the helicopter. Like,
they had breakfast set up for them every day.
There's a big afternoon show in town, right?
Yeah.
You know, legendary person.
Yeah.
And he would have every afternoon he'd have it catered. It would be just amazing. But everybody from all the different radio stations would come down and eat all the food. I don't know if he still does it or not.
Oh wow.
Probably not. There's been a lot of comebacks.
I know, probably not, right?
I can almost guarantee it's not happening now, but
I just wonder if it was like a trade or something. Like
it's always a trade. It's radio. There's no
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's always a trade.
Yeah, let's get it.
We're going to get like Joe's breakfast barn.
After Corona, though.
Yes. After Corona, we want a breakfast buffet.
That's our goal.
That's our demand.
Before we retire.
just once.
We're not retiring anytime soon.
Just one day.
But yeah, that's our dream.
That's our dream.
Okay.
So let's be very worried when all of a sudden we're talking about that we have breakfast one day.
Why? Because then
it's going to be our last day.
Yeah.
It'll be like the last breakfast.
And then some of the executioner comes and escorts us out of the building.
There'll be a painting of us like eating breakfast. The last breakfast. It's the final broadcast.
Yeah. All right. So back to every state's favorite snack.
Okay.
I told you Michigan is Sour Patch Kids, or as they wrote on here, South Patch Kids.
Those don't exist.
Challenge.
That's a completely different candy, Dave.
I know. Mini donuts in Florida. And Massachusetts, it's Crunch Bar. Like Nestle Crunch?
I would assume it's got to be that crunch. Yeah.
Hmm. That's pretty basic, Massachusetts. Yeah, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, I do like a Crunch Bar.
Okay.
Here's some candy bars that top the list in other states. Three Musketeers in Utah.
Utah is the most weird place on earth.
Sounds like the most boring place.
It really is.
No.
There's nothing. How can you like Utah?
Three Musketeers. It's the.
I know.
The Plus bottom of the skier, barrel. I would like Utah, maybe.
Three Musketeers or Crunch Bar? Crunch Bar, right?
Crunch Bar, a million percent.
Yeah. New Hampshire, Almond Joy.
I like an Almond Joy. Mm. I like a Mounds.
Now that I can have it, delicious. Tennessee, Baby Ruth. Pennsylvania, Hershey's. Well, they're from there, right?
Yeah, I think they.
So this is all chocolate snacks. This isn't our chocolate category.
This is in the candy bar category.
Right. Okay.
Kit Kats in Nevada.
It's delicious.
Milky Way in South Dakota.
A little bit better than Three Musketeers.
Yep, it's Three Musketeers with caramel.
Yep.
Payday in Louisiana. I've never had a Payday. It must have peanuts in it.
Is that the full peanut wrapped? It's covered in peanuts.
Oh,
it's actually pretty good.
It's like nougat and caramel covered in peanuts.
I think. It's like pretty good.
Snickers in Minnesota. Okay. And Wisconsin loves a Twix. I like a Twix as well.
I think people just make this list up. This can't be reality, right?
Well, these are the top searches, they say. Each state's
people
top.
People search this stuff out? You just go up to the store and buy it. Why do you have to search
Where's
it?
Where's
the
Twix?
I mean, you don't know. You have to research
how
what
much
the ingredients
is Twix?
Are.
What's in it? Where's my closest Twix?
Tell me everything about it.
The closest Snickers.
Hey, Siri, where's my closest Snickers?
Let's see what she says to that.
The closest one I see is Snickers Pool.
Oh, no. Pool. She didn't get the candy bar right
there.
I have noticed that, though. It's funny you mentioned that on Waze, which I use all the time just to watch out for traffic and comps. A Reese's logo pops up to let you know where your closest Reese's is.
What?
Oh, they've got, they put a little sweetheart deal in there with Waze.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Anywhere I go now, the Reese's logo is all over the place.
That would be distracting. It'd be like.
With that app, you collect candy as you drive, too. There's weird points in there to where you can unlock different voices and stuff. And I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that stuff.
They got these Reese's logos all over the place.
Yeah, so that, it tells you, basically, it's all gas stations, right?
Yeah.
It's just the closest Reese's
to you.
That's
smart advertising.
I guess. So eight states love cookies the most when it comes to junk food. Oreos are the top in Hawaii, as well as New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, and Virginia. Chips Ahoy took the top spot in New York.
Hey, Siri, tell me all about Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, she's going to.
Yeah.
She even answered to old lady.
It's telling her the whole history of Chips Ahoy right now.
Grandma's cookies are number one in Missouri, and Nutter Butters are number one in Kansas.
Nutter Butters are good.
Some states go salty and went with chips. Like Oregon loves kettle chips. It's Lay's in West Virginia and Georgia. Pringles in Indiana and Iowa. Ruffles in Alabama. And salt and vinegar chips in South Carolina.
Salt and vinegar all the way. I don't like Ruffles.
Ruffles are just the ridges.
It's good if you do a dip, but you're not a dip guy.
With a good dip.
I feel like it's a too thick of a chip for just the hype. Yeah. Ruffles.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard anybody say.
I know.
The chip is too thick.
It's too much. It's too much chip.
Too thick of a chip. It's got ridges, too.
I know. I don't like it.
Coat that thing with some sour cream cheddar.
The only ones I didn't mind
is they had like a cheesy flavor, I think, one time. And I thought
Ruffles?
It was all right. Yeah, I thought.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you can get Ruffles in a lot of the same varieties, the regular ways.
Yeah.
Come in, so.
I just.
Cheddar and sour cream is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I think that's the one I had and I didn't mind that.
I like that a lot.
A few more snacks that got more than one state. Fritos, number one in Delaware, Kentucky, and Nebraska.
That's unbelievable, because how is that even possible?
Cheez-Its, in Arizona and Washington.
Jesus.
The folks listening in Maine and Rhode Island, Ritz crackers came in first there.
Stop it. Unless you have, like, cheese with it. It's only if you have cheese with it.
Stop
it. I didn't bring
my
Ritz.
You don't have just plain Ritz, do you?
No, I get the Ritz with the cheese in the middle.
Ritz. Yeah,
and, like,
see,
their little
thing.
Ritz
with
sandwiches.
Cheese, it's fine, but not just plain.
Plain old Ritz crackers? You guys thought Utah was bad for Three Musketeers?
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh,
right?
That's so boring, right? If the only one worse is a saltine.
The only one more boring is saltine.
Listen with the snoring sound effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is that place, by the way? Maine and Rhode Island. They're listening.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, you guys.
Sorry.
At least he just gave you the old...
So boring.
For your whole state.
But also, Maine and Rhode Island, get some better crackers.
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
true. Come on.
I'm sure they are.
Do they eat something with Ritz in those places?
They have to.
They must, right? What, do they got some kind of...
I'll occasionally eat just crackers.
Yeah, but like,
on its
when
own
I'm
though?
Sick or something. Like if I'm sick, I'll eat a
I'll
cracker.
Eat a saltine when I'm sick, but that's for
or those
stomach. Yeah.
Clubhouse, I also enjoy the Clubhouse crackers.
Those are not bad.
Yeah.
Clubhouse.
I made the sheet. There's like four of them, like four mm-hmm. little rectangles in a sheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I made the switch now. I used to take like a saltine cracker and like put it in my, you know, I would eat like a minestrone or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'd put it in there. Now it's all Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
I started doing Cheez-Its in my chili, and then I was like, now I got to try Cheez-Its in this minestrone, and
I'm
going
to have to
bomb.
Get Cheez-Its a world in the
chili.
Oh,
my God.
Make Cheez-Its a chili for dinner tonight.
It's so good, James. Just wait.
I'll give it a whirl.
Well,
better
crush
than those
up.
Damn oyster crackers they give you someplace.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah. You want to kick it up? You want to gain tons of weight?
You're looking to bulk up?
I'm not putting just two in there.
Fox of crackers. People get so passionate about this. Like in Massachusetts, they're all upset over the crunch. Who the hell is eating crunch out here?
No,
nobody eats crunch bars in Massachusetts.
I know, they're furious. They're
so
furious.
Upset.
Good.
Yeah. I'm from Massachusetts. I hate crunch
exactly.
bars.
Yeah, they're so mad. Yeah. They're so upset. Well, what would you? What do you guys wish it was?
Well, someone from Massachusetts says they do like crunch bars, but they put peanut butter on them. It's the best.
Oh, they kick it up.
They kick it up.
Peanut butter kicks everything up.
Someone told me to F off because saltines are amazing. I'm not saying
well,
that
I like
don't.
Saltines,
I'm not saying I don't like stuff. A saltine, but that's the most boring cracker you can have.
That's the most boring.
It is.
It's a necessity to have in your house at
and
all times.
And they do make one with no salt on it, which is even more boring and disgusting.
Yeah. Isn't that just called cardboard?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen.
Eat the box.
I remember it would be like my dad would make the mistake because he was always the grocery shopping guy. He would get the ones without salt every once in a while because he's just like, red box. I don't even read it. Red box.
Just grab it.
Gross.
And
you'd get it and you'd be like, oh my God.
But it's just useless. You have
it's
to
useless.
Throw it away.
It would never get thrown away. It just like turned into some kind of soft cracker. Like they just were in that box in this cupboard forever. And you
right,
just push them to the back.
Yeah.
Push them to
never
the back.
Eat the saltless crackers.
Oh my God. No.
Someone, Chuck, is also suggesting that they crush up Cheez-Its and use it for breadcrumbs in their meatloaf. We could
we
do a
talked about that.
Yeah. Chuck the Freak Cheez-Its cooking show.
It's not the worst idea.
Yeah,
I'm just
like
thinking
it.
Of Chuck the Freak's meatloaf. Like, that's a YouTube video I'm watching.
The last meatloaf? No, it was meatballs. I made the last thing of meatballs I made was with Frosted Flakes. I had no breadcrumbs. And
yeah.
I crushed up Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, you said it was good.
And it was good.
That's wild.
It was good.
You should do like a YouTube cooking thing.
Let's not get carried away.
I think that would be so funny.
Me too.
I would watch it.
I would so
oh
watch
my
it.
God.
Just give you a
you know, he just like one time.
He cooks like four
yeah,
things.
Yeah, it's right? like, how you doing? Welcome to Chuck the Freaks. What can I cook in this toaster oven video series?
I would watch
yeah,
it.
Like, I'm in.
Right it's now, so- look, I have a... oh, look, I froze three pieces of Jet's pizza. I'm going to put it in, and I'm going to turn it here to dark.
Then
I'm going to let it go.
Ooh, dark, did you get that?
I'm going to let it go.
Let me write that down.
Let me dark. Touch it. Let me touch it. Needs a little bit more.
I'm going to leave a comment on this video. When you say you turned it to dark, what temperature is that? Because my toaster oven doesn't have a dark setting.
Oh, I do have a temperature. It's 400. Put it at 400, and then the timer. All that dark is a timer setting.
I'm going to like that comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for watching.
It would be very entertaining.
You have any suggestions for me?
Yeah. There's another one. Crush up Cheez-Its. Use it on top of your baked macaroni and cheese.
Hmm. Yeah, Cheez-Its are a solid little cracker.
Yeah, they are.
Someone said Cool Ranch Dorito breadcrumbs for chicken tenders.
Oh, that's another great use of Cool Ranch Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, I'm getting more hungry.
sorry. Goldfish. Use goldfish as breadcrumbs.
Oh, goldfish are delicious, too, and I have used goldfish in both chili and in...
I don't think I've had goldfish since you were a snack king back in the day.
Oh, I got boxes of
goldfish. Because I think you used to bring it in or something, and I'd get some from you.
Yeah.
Because the kid, your kids...
They make a super sharp cheddar version of...
The goldfish?
Goldfish. Yeah. That's so good.
Do they?
That sounds good.
My kids have goldfish still, occasionally, but I haven't tried the extra sharp.
It's one of the food groups that Rowan eats. Those goldfish. Yeah, it's goldfish.
So they're always around.
Yeah.
Someone said extra toasty Cheez-Its and chili is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I guess I really haven't had the extra toasty.
Ooh, Tabasco Cheez-Its were gold. I mean, do they not make them anymore?
Oh, they always
changed
it up. They might
have been discontinued. I remember them being around for a while. I thought they were just okay. But that was kind of before I was into like hot sauces and stuff.
Mm.
My taste buds hadn't matured yet.
Yeah.
Finally, as we celebrate National Junk Food Day, the lamest snacks that came out on top... Wyoming and North Dakota, their favorite snack, sunflower seeds.
Mm.
Oh, that's your favorite? I mean, you can choose a chocolate bar, cookies, chips. You're going sunflower seeds?
Yeah, it's really...
That's strange.
I only eat sunflower seeds obviously when we were allowed to eat them when we played baseball before COVID, you'd eat them at baseball. That's where you'd eat them.
There's so much work for little snack.
They make them already.
And honestly, they make a tremendous mess.
Oh.
Like spitting
don't
out the little things.
Don't they make them without the shells, too?
Yeah, you can get them already shelled.
I think half the reason is just killing time. Like, you're killing time, I think. It's like,
it's like a pistachio. Like, I prefer it with the shell.
Eating seeds is a pastime activity.
Granola bars, number one in Alaska. If Alaska is not boring enough.
Granola bars?
Granola bars.
I do eat a tremendous amount of granola bars, though.
No, but that's your favorite? Like, that's...
No.
No, it's not. Someone loved it, Lisa said. When Chuck was snack daddy.
Yeah, I was snack daddy.
Oh, when Chuck was snack daddy, he'd bring in all the good stuff. Not no more.
I'll tell you.
His goldfish when he was a snack daddy.
Yeah.
Goldfish, the snack daddy.
Well, because I had all those mini packs of everything, right? Like, and I don't buy the mini packs anymore. I just got, like, what am I going to do? Put it in an individual...
Ziploc?
Ziploc, that ain't happening. So, but back when my kids always had that stuff, I could just grab.
You always had extras.
Always had extras.
This guy, Mr. Butts, likes to cover his slabs of ribs with Sweet Baby Ray's, then crushed up Butterfingers all over the top, and then cooks them. It's delicious candied ribs.
Yeah, I guess I never really had that. I mean... I can't say it wouldn't be good because I just don't know. I just don't know.
So, it blow my mind.
This dude made me a burger. This was months ago. And I was questioning it at first.
Okay.
I don't know if I want all that stuff in my burger, right?
Yeah.
But he did like, it was ground chuck, I think. And then he said Velveeta cheese. It has to be Velveeta.
Okay. So
it's like in a slice. Like, it's like a slice
of
Velveeta.
Then he did caramelized onions.
Mm hmm.
And then he did that Sweet Baby Ray's or whatever it's called, barbecue sauce.
Yeah. I love Sweet Baby Ray's.
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
Was it delicious?
Probably took it to another level, too.
Mm-hmm. It was caramelized onion, Sweet Baby Ray's, and Velveeta cheese, but it had to be ground chuck. Like, it was all, like he said, have to do this, had to do this.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't know, Velveeta? Delicious.
Velveeta's pretty good.
It is not bad. It's a staple.
Melty and delicious. Really liked it.
Yep. That sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah. And he thinks that's pretty good right now.
They have to eat.
Everyone's giving us now their Cheez-It recipes, for God's sakes.
Seems like you can do anything with Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Jalapeno Cheetos in your mac and cheese.
Probably I'd give that a whirl.
That'd probably be okay.
Yeah.
I love anything jalapeno flavored. That's like my favorite chip flavor.
Mm. I just saw a jalapeno ranch at the store over the weekend. I was like, oh, I need to buy this bag, but I'm already so fat. So if I buy the bag, I'm going to sit down and eat the whole bag. And it was Ruffles, too.
Oh, wow. That's a thick chip.
People are offering to be your cheese daddy now.
I'll be a cheese daddy.
Yeah.
Bring me all the cheese daddy.
She don't want no Velveeta, though.
No.
Yeah. Well,
oh, she'll take Velveeta.
She's done.
Just the American slice thing. You know, what is that called?
Yeah, it's the incorrect
cheese like Kraft cheese slices.
And once again, you kind of have to understand how Lisa operates. So what I would do is, as cheese daddy, I'd bring in snacks for myself, right? I'd bring in like all these packages, and then I'd see Lisa giving the old look over. I'm like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it looks like you got some gushers over there. Yeah, I'm like, you want some gushers? She's like, yeah, I want some gushers. There you go.
You hide all your snacks now, which is smart.
It's over there. Put it under my mask.
Yeah, yeah, hide them from Lisa. She can't see them until you're eating them, and it's too late.
Yeah.
Yep.
But she has. So we've talked before. She's got food envy. She's learning, like,
she has
what
food
everyone else has.
Envy.
She wants to know what's all going on over there.
Yep.
So enjoy your National Junk Food Day, whatever, however you celebrate it. But
I will celebrate it with some Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. Yep. Michigan's favorite. Oklahoma loves them too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You guys are. And Starburst was the top in North Carolina and Ohio.
I love a Starburst still to this day.
We were having Starburst in our meetings a while ago, weren't we?
Yeah, I would bring in little.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, I would always have a jar of candy.
Yeah, you had a jar of candy.
It was the only way I could get Chuck to come into the meeting. I had to bribe him with a jar of candy.
That's the only thing I miss about our meetings.
It's candy for candy.
Candy.
And then even then, Chuck would pick something out, and Lisa's like, what you got there?
Oh, that's what I mean. You see how it works?
Yeah.
I'd grab like four candies, and then I would grab four knowing I'm only going to get to eat two.
Yeah.
You have to know how it works around here.
Do you still have that candy jar in there?
I do. It's empty.
Yeah, it's empty.
Well, you guys haven't been in for a meeting in 2 years, so I haven't.
Don't meet.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to keep candy on my desk.
No, because Dave used to do it smart because he couldn't eat peanuts back in the day. There'd be all sorts of peanut
loaded with peanut so that I wouldn't be tempted.
Right.
I'd load it with peanuts.
But now you can't do that because you just eat that whole jar.
Well, I still can't eat peanuts. I can eat every other nut.
Yeah, you're right.
But not peanuts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Another guy who we've said before may need some help is Johnny Depp. As the trial continues, he is accusing his ex Amber Heard now of having affairs with people like who he calls Pumpkinhead Leonardo DiCaprio.
Pumpkinhead.
Potato Head Channing Tatum.
Oh my God.
How dare he?
Oh, I knew James was all fun and. Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm a washboard abs.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow. You boozy ass wannabe pirate.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to insult Channing Tatum. James. Let's see you on the dance floor.
James Depp. James.
Let's see you on the dance floor. Take your ass back to 21 Jump Street, Depp.
James was dying laughing when it was.
Pumpkinhead
Leo DiCaprio.
But when it
went to Channing Tatum, you saw a fire burn within him.
Don't you dare desecrate the name of Channing Tatum. Calling him Potato Head.
I would pay to have James roast Johnny Depp just to watch it.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Amazing.
He already brought it up like three times. I would sink that pirate ship in no time.
So Amber Heard revealed that the very jealous Johnny Depp considered nearly all of her male co-stars a sexual threat. In new statements in this explosive case in London, she said, quote, he accused me of having affairs with each of my co-stars movie after movie. Eddie Redmayne, James Franco, Kevin Costner, Liam Hemsworth, Billy Bob Thornton, Channing Tatum. She claimed that Depp also accused her of cheating on him with Leonardo DiCaprio, whom she had auditioned with for a role. She says he would taunt me about it, especially when he was drunk or high. He had derogatory nicknames for every one of my male co-stars that he considered a sexual threat. For example, Leonardo DiCaprio was Pumpkinhead. J.
Channing Tatum was Potato Head. He also called him Turd.
Channing, don't say Channing Tatum! Turd?
Yeah, yes.
What is wrong with this man? He definitely needs help. Channing,
Channing Turdum.
Channing Turdum! What is he, in third grade? Get some real insults, Johnny Depp! We all saw The Ninth Gate. It was garbage. Bring up some movies from your past. Yeah. I'm called people turd heads.
Oh, that's so
funny. Off, Johnny Depp.
I wonder if these guys are actually friends with Johnny Depp on some level to find out that.
No way. There's no way they are.
No.
Because I don't think. I think Johnny Depp rolls in sort of a haze and does his parts and then goes back to France or wherever the heck he's.
Channing Tatum would wreck Johnny Depp in a fight. I just want to say that.
Oh, my God.
Now.
It wouldn't even be close.
What, arm wrestle? Arm wrestling match? Johnny Depp?
Come on.
Channing Tatum's going to win. You lose to a turd head.
I want to see James ref a arm wrestling contest between Johnny Depp
that
and Channing Tatum.
That would be a dream come true.
I know it would.
What a fantasy that would be.
She says
so much oil.
That Johnny Depp would demand to know about any romantic scenes in the film she were making and would make a fuss about how people can watch her get effed on camera. She said he would even get himself copies of the scripts I was looking at without asking me to review them for himself so he could approve or not approve. And she says his rules got tighter every year we were together about what nudity or scenes were acceptable, wanting descriptions of every detail, every aspect of scenes, and how they were covered, placing increasing restrictions on what I could and couldn't do. She said she ultimately found herself turning down roles and said her earning power plummeted every year she was with him.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's a weird dude.
He is.
He's so weird.
He's very weird, too.
He's a weird dude.
Every time I see him, he's got like some kind of crazy look where he's got like a vampire shirt on with a little neckerchief.
And a Three Musketeers mustache.
Yeah, he lived as a pirate for years.
I think he did. I think he became Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
He did. That's why he could just roll into all those like hospitals. He would always show up as Captain Jack, and I was always like, maybe he just is Captain Jack.
Right. He'd be at Disneyland and he'd pop out from the ride. Right?
Yeah.
Like he was, I think that's just how he lived for a long time as the pirate.
I think he was that pirate for many years.
Yeah. I do too.
He did good stuff though, I think, as the pirate. Like he'd visit children's hospitals.
That's
and
what
things.
I mean. He did good stuff.
But then he'd get bombed.
Mm-hmm. It turned.
I saw a video of him one time coming out of a club and he was just. They had no function. No function in his body. Like three people were carrying him.
Oh my God.
And then the camera, he looked right at it and he was like and that's the only noise he made. That's all he had to say.
Johnny Depp.
He knew how to party.
And what's crazy, I guess, to me about this whole thing, this trial, it's not the two of them fighting over anything, right? It's about like a liability thing
it's a libel case. They're suing like a tabloid because they posted stuff that she had said about him.
Oh, okay. But it's just funny because, you know, say you said something about me in a tabloid. Yeah. And then like my response is, well, Dave eats giant bananas. You know, like, why am I saying anything about your life? You should just be trying to prove the things that she's saying never happened.
Exactly.
But he's not. He's taking the time to be like, well, she banged every single person on earth.
Yeah, their court case is just it's like a truth purge.
But good news for Potato Head, Channing Turdum. James has your back.
Turdum.
I got your back, Channing.
He's got your back.
Oh, he would. He'd take his back. He would take
his back and his front and anything he'd give him.
I'll rub it if it's sore. Put sunscreen on it. If it's hot out. Whatever you need, Channing, you give me a call.
Yep.
All right, Chuck, I've got a serious question for you right now.
All right.
We are trapped together in an elevator for 4 days.
Yes. Well, it's going to be a really, really bad time.
And the only way we can survive.
To drink each other's pee?
Drink each other's urine.
Mm.
You should probably drink your own, right? Or can you not?
Could you do it?
Could I drink your pee?
Could you drink my pee to survive?
Can I be honest? I would wait until it was the 10th day. Like when they say you're going to die in 10 days if you don't have water. I am waiting until the very last. I'll be like, don't pee, dude.
Yeah.
Like, try not to pee.
Oh, you can't.
Save it up.
Like 9 days. And 59 seconds.
And I feel like we don't have a cup.
Yeah, like how do you do that? I was just going to...
Straight from the tap.
Yep.
Yep. Mm,
that's cute.
Cute's not the word I'd use. That's a friggin' nightmare.
That's adorable.
Well, and also, you'd be so dehydrated because you're not drinking water. It would be as yellow as you could ever. Like, it would be so...
The worst pee.
It would be very...
Fresh and hot from the spigot.
Yeah. It would be, let's just say...
I don't know how I'd be able to do it without throwing it back up. I mean...
I think your body would want to. There are guys who, like, work out, and there's an MMA fighter. We watched him drink his own pee in the morning. That's how he starts every single day. But I don't...
He drinks his own pee.
Yeah, drinks his own pee. I don't think I could do it.
It's bad for you, right? Like, after a certain point, you get dehydrated, right?
I think, yeah. Like, I mean, it's ammonia, and it's, like, it's not...
Not ideal.
Not ideal, but that's all you got. Yeah. That's all you got to survive. You don't think you could do it.
I don't think so.
I'm the same. I really don't. Maybe so. You change when you're 4 days
I'd rather drink your blood.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's dark. That's not as
cute. Like tomato juice.
So there you go.
Ew.
Try that on for size.
No.
You damn vampire. You're gonna hate me for just the bowel movements.
Oh, my God.
4 days, dude. You don't think
you're
that
not
they...
Eating. Hopefully
it'll eventually stop.
I'll be honest. You know what, though? I ate before I got on that elevator. I can guarantee you that.
Mm. Yeah, you're going to have at least one or two BMs.
At least one.
4 days of deuces.
Oh, my God. Nightmare all around. Everything's a nightmare. It's no good. But an 82-year-old Chinese woman and her 64-year-old daughter survived being stuck in a broken elevator for 4 days by collecting and drinking each other's urine.
My God.
The pair were using the elevator built inside this four-story house when the machine suddenly stopped working. When they realized they'd been in there a long time, they started to gather each other's pee.
Wow.
By cupping their hands together while the other one peed and then drinking it to stay hydrated. I guess that's a better way to do it instead of drinking straight from the spigot.
Yeah, that's just, you never want anybody to find you like that. You should be cupping it instead of like...
You know what would suck? This is what would suck. We would be like, all right, you know we're going to die if we don't drink each other's pee.
All right, Chuck, you ready for my pee?
Yep, I am.
You ready? Stand.
Here I go.
Stand under me. And then the door opens.
And then the door opens.
Guys!
What?
What the hell? You were only in here for 18 minutes.
Oh, no! I thought I was going to die.
Jesus Christ.
I made him pee in my mouth.
Come on.
And Lisa's like, I knew it.
18
I knew
minutes.
It. I knew you guys were
18 minutes.
What are you doing? Chuck already pooped in the corner. There's so much poop in here. Jesus H. Christ.
Why? Man, it felt like a long 18 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Super long time.
I mean, he asked for it, so I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So without any tools around, they cupped each other's urine and drank it to stay hydrated. Finally, 96 hours later, they were finally rescued by firefighters. The woman and her daughter were home by themselves. This is actually in their own house.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's dangerous about it, I guess.
I got trapped in an elevator in someone's house years ago, and it was terrifying.
Come on.
In someone's house?
Yeah. They were doing, like, a tour of this house.
Yeah.
And you could take an elevator.
Fancy house.
Well, they had a mobility issue in the house, right?
Okay.
But they wanted to show how the elevator was so nice.
Yes.
And we went in, and I'm so tall, my head was, like, there was a pot light right above my head.
Oh, because it was designed for someone who was
not
lower.
6'5".
Yeah.
And so I'm like sweating to death. I feel like I'm on the moon.
Yeah.
Like my hair could catch fire.
Oh, my God.
And then they put like six of us in here and they closed the doors and it locked and then it wouldn't move.
Oh, my God.
And the doors wouldn't open. And the woman outside was trying to find the key and couldn't remember where it was. I'm like, this is
not...
As it's like toasting my hair.
You could have caught on fire. Your hair.
You don't, You don't want someone to catch on fire in an elevator either with you.
You guys, honestly, the pot light was sitting right above me.
Yeah.
That's a crazy feeling because we have a smoking light out there that for the winter. So it's a heat light.
Yeah.
And my hair is like pretty flammable. So, and you know, the strip club story. So I like, I worry about that constantly. Yeah, and I'll be under that thing sometimes and I'm like, oh, I'm about ignited.
So they were taking the elevator to a different floor. The machine broke down. They got stuck. They had not a phone with them. No means of seeking help. They, after a couple of days, realized the only way they could get any liquids is to drink each other's urine. Now, that part I don't know. It says in the story they had heard that you shouldn't drink your own. You should drink. If you're in this situation, you should drink someone else's. Huh. Is that legit? I don't know about that.
Doesn't seem like it is.
I feel like you should drink your own.
I feel like your own flavor is the best.
I would drink my own.
Yeah.
I mean, you know it's got toxins in it. It's not going to be good, but, like, yours has toxins in it, too.
They've never made, like, a movie where, like, it's like things are dire and they're like...
Oh, wait a second. Wait, I just thought about how they might have actually done this. What if you were like, hey, collect my pee? So I cut my hands.
Oh, I pee into your hands and I got to lap it out like a dog.
And I'm feeding you. That's what I bet what they did. That's I bet what they did.
That's
so
bad
I'm collecting. That's also,
so I'm like, okay, Chuck, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, stop. It's full.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Get lower. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Lap it up. Oh, my God. Why are the doors open?
What, you guys?
Oh, my God. How did you even cook that up?
I got Dave's pee all over my hands.
It's been 18 minutes.
Felt longer. Felt a lot longer.
They're freaks.
Sick freaks.
Yeah. Lisa and me went and got the hotel people right away.
We thought we were going to die in there. This was our only chance. Dave was super thirsty.
I was so hot.
He was real close to a light. Jesus. He almost caught on fire.
So they also they pulled out a wire inside a light bulb and used it to open a small gap between the doors. Like MacGyvered, like a little tool.
Yeah.
Then they take turns breathing fresh air from the gap between the doors.
Oh, my God.
Mm. On the fourth day, the daughter finally managed to climb out through a wider gap once they pried the doors open. And then she finally called for help. They were rushed to the hospital after firefighters were called to the house. They say they would not have survived without drinking each other's urine.
Yeah.
The doctor involved said they would not have survived if they didn't drink each other's urine.
3 days, right?
Well, is it 3 days? So it is 3 days. So they had to do it.
Yeah.
Adding, we know urine contains mostly water. Although it has some toxins, it can still be used to sustain life temporarily.
Huh. Right.
You're going to have to drink my pee, Chuck.
Pretty sick.
Mm-hmm. There's...
Listen, now I need to know, do I drink my own pee or Dave's?
Who would
is it better? I don't know.
There's the woman in her mind.
I'm one
there.
Of those, like, what is the Survivor show?
It's like the guy who drank the camel pee or whatever.
No, there's another one where this, like, hippie dude was, like, surviving on his own piss.
Let's ask. It wasn't Google. Dual survival.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, the guy who wore no shoes.
It's always like your own rank you at the end for your survivability.
Oh, yeah. What the hell was that show?
I can't remember, man.
He gets a 65 on survivability.
Yeah.
It's not advisable to drink your own.
Okay, can you drink someone else's?
Does Google know that?
I don't know. Ask it.
Should you drink someone else's urine?
You're asking Bing, no less, which is...
Oh, God.
Nobody's asked Bing anything in years.
Is it safe to drink someone else's urine?
Oh, well, this doctor said if you're trapped somewhere without water, you can drink your own urine or even someone else's in order to survive.
I figured it was all kind of the same.
You know what? I got to be honest, though. Like, let's just stick to our own.
Yeah. I would. Listen, I thought that was the only way to survive. Yeah, it had to be someone else's. You couldn't reintroduce. Yeah. But if I know I'm fine with my own just as much as drinking Chuck's, I'm drinking my own.
Yeah. You'd be really upset with these tiny hands because
you're like, no, you're not going to scoop, and I got to stop midstream.
Look, you guys didn't have to drink each other's piss.
Come on. We thought we talked about that on the show once.
That was the easiest way to do it. We got into a 69.
Oh my god. When you get in there, the doors open up. Oh. Yeah. 18 minutes, me and Lisa were gone.
We got into a 69.
We were thirsty. We were gonna die.
We just shut the door.
Yeah, we're like, Jesus Christ.
Walk away.
And go to the bar.
Definitely.
So they have been discharged. They fully recovered, they say. Thankfully.
Man, oh man, you really don't want... No one here has been stuck even for a short period of time. Well, you just said you were...
Yeah.
I was in an elevator.
I've never been stuck. I'd freak out.
Mine was just a couple hours.
Yeah. I think the freakiest ones are when they get stuck in between floors where there's like just a tiny gap and the door will open up and you see the innards of... Like that to me is terrifying, but...
Yeah.
Twice, once at the department store, I was stuck in one of the big freight elevators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a fear of mine with elevators, but I've never had that happen. Knock on
wood. No. There's lots of wood around here.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, lots of plain wood.
Yep.
Real cool looking.
Well, good thing we cleared that up. So if we're ever trapped in an elevator, Chuck, we know.
We know exactly how to live.
Yeah, we're not 69ing. There's no need.
On day three, we are.
Jesus, you're 69ing.
Chuck, there's no need to 69, dude.
Why not?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're off to Utah, where a man is facing felony porn distribution charges after he printed off porn at the Walmart photo center.
Oh, my God.
You can't do this?
You cannot, Chuck.
Oh.
Don't do it again.
My God.
The photo center?
That's a wild place to do it. Excuse me. Are you done with that yet?
I didn't know that they still had photo centers.
Elise, you know what's hilarious? So I was going through like old like things and I found film? A roll of film.
Did you take it and get it developed?
I took it in.
How cool.
To like, I went to like a CVS and I was like, a relic from the past! What do we do with this? What can be done? And they were like, oh my God, he has one. And they were like huddled together. They're like, what do we do? Because they have all the photo stuff. Like they've got everything. So if you had a digital disc or whatever, yeah, they could all print it off. But they're like, put it in this bag. They're like, put it in the bag. Dropped it in. They sealed it up and they had to ship it somewhere. It gets shipped away, and they're like,
right, they don't do it on site anymore.
We'll contact you somebody when we've cracked the code.
How long did it take? Did you ever
get
it back?
3 weeks.
Yes. 3 weeks.
It went to some old guy who was like, what? A delivery? Oh my God.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll get working on it.
Dumb stuff too. Just random dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Like
what,
it was just,
like part of your life was it from? Was it
like early married.
Okay. So yeah, you had
type
that
of
was
stuff.
One, okay.
But just dumb.
Oh.
Like, but back then you had cameras,
right. Yes.
That had film.
It is like finding a relic from the
That's
past.
Great. It really is.
It really
You're like Indiana Jones for a
was.
Second.
Yeah, like none of the photos were really even any of my friends. So I was just like, I was like, here, because this is basically yours,
right?
You know, but just not knowing at all what was on there was kind of like a cool.
That is cool.
In my dad's stuff, he had like a film, you know, like one of those old.
Yes.
You like need like a projector. Yeah, like a projector.
Movie reel, yeah.
I'm like, what do I do with this?
You don't watch it, please.
Don't watch it.
Well, no, it's going to be like childhood.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you got to do something
guys.
With that. No, but I just know my dad.
But what would you do? Like
my dad had one of those,
what, are you
and it was
buy
a porn.
Projector? Can somebody transfer it? That's
crazy. Oh, yeah, there are places that do transfers.
You know? Still find that.
Really? From the old film stuff?
Yeah, at least.
That's a wild
nuts.
Find.
I don't know. I don't know how any of that stuff
I think he had a lot of it transferred over to DVD, because I've got a DVD,
Okay.
I was like, film? What do I do with that? That's
film's
crazy.
Film's awesome to have.
It
and
is.
I mean,
you need a projector.
No, I know, but I mean,
if you can get it transferred.
If you can get it transferred, what a thing to have. You know,
I guess
like,
that's cool.
Because it's...
You're like digitized.
You know it's... From a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So this guy, although not film like you had, mm-hmm. I assume he just had pictures or whatever on his phone. He was sending to the Walmart photo printer.
Yeah.
He admitted to printing them off. Why did he do it? He said it was to, quote, send to the homies who are locked up.
Oh,
okay. It's a real humanitarian.
Wow.
Really helping
is.
Out in the prison system there.
Send it to the homies.
Send it to the homies who are locked up. You can't do that, though. Mm. He is facing one third-degree felony charge, distribution of pornographic material. He was on probation for other crimes at the time, probably how he met his homies.
Right.
So he could face other charges because of that as well. So what do you think, like, they were like, listen, when you get out, you can go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And you print us off some hot-ass titties.
Yeah.
And you send them down here.
Can you imagine you were in jail? And it had been 6 weeks.
You haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen anything. And then all of a sudden you get a letter in the mail from a one Chuck the Freak. And it's, you're like,
oh. That's so nice. That would be a good friend.
It really
That's
would.
What I mean.
And I
like,
open it up.
And it's just
porn.
Tons of boobs.
Just
like
just all boobs.
Beautiful porn.
You just like cut them out and you could paste them on.
Tons of boobs. Oh my God, a collage of boobs.
That would be crazy.
I'd get some like.
I'd just pick a different pair a day.
Yeah, I'd get like some puffy boob stickers that you can kind of push down on. 3D stickers.
I love you, John.
He's a much better friend than I am because I'd be sending you pictures of dudes.
Yeah.
It'd be like taints and goatees. Yeah.
Enough of that.
Damn you, James.
Yeah. I'm just saying, what a humanitarian type of thing. What a good friend.
Really, he is.
Yeah.
To try and do it. He just didn't know all the rules.
He didn't know he couldn't go to Walmart for it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you go to the public library to print that out.
Yes,
duh.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Duh.
That was hilarious. Don't listen to James either.
I think you can.
All right. So in some places, gyms are open. Most are closed because of the pandemic, but they are open in some places. Now, a woman in Vermont says she'll never step into her local gym again after being escorted out by police because her gym shorts were too short.
Wow, that's impressive.
But you know what? Really?
Well,
let's find out here. Okay. Is there something else you want to say before we get into
it? No, I was just going to say, like, a lot of these, like, gym... Like a CrossFit style gym, the girls wear like very small shorts.
Yeah.
It's just
it's pleasant
the way it is.
Yeah. Here's the story from Inside Edition.
She was escorted out of her gym by police after being told her shorts were too short.
I was just dumbstruck.
Brandy LaBounty says it happened
at
Planet
Dumbshocked?
Yeah, she doesn't know the right words.
Dumbshocked. I've never heard those words together
it's
before.
It's not.
Dumbshocked.
I was just dumbshocked.
Dumbshocked.
Dumbfounded?
Dumbfounded.
That's what she meant.
Shocked. Shocked and dumbfounded became dumbshocked.
Yes. Dumbshocked.
Yes. I was dumbshocked.
Fitness in St. Albans, Vermont. She showed our Allison Hall the shorts she wore.
Just normal gym shorts.
Did you ever imagine that the police would be called on you because of your shorts?
No. No, not even in the slightest.
The real estate agent says she's been a gym member for 4 years, and during that time lost 40 pounds. She'd really come to rely on those daily workouts. Brandy says an employee at Planet Fitness told her that other members were complaining that her shorts were so skimpy. There were only 4 other people in the gym, and she says she asked all of them if her shorts bothered them, and they said no. That's when she told the Planet Fitness employee she wasn't leaving, and that's when she said they called the cops.
They like looked at me, looked at the employees, and they're like, why are we here?
As a test, Brandy gave her mom, Kathy, the same pair of shorts to wear the next day. They say the gym also told Kathy the shorts were too short.
I was very surprised. I honestly thought they were just targeting Brandy.
How nutty did this dispute get? Brandy received this trespassing notice from the local Planet Fitness telling her she is no longer allowed on the premises of Planet Fitness. To add insult to injury, she says her mom got the same letter.
It was completely unwarranted.
We reached out to Planet Fitness. The company says she was asked to leave for inappropriate behavior. They believe the appropriate action was taken. Meanwhile, Brandy is now working out at a new gym. She says she's had no issues there. And yep, she's wearing the same shorts.
They won't show her from the back, though.
I feel like there's more to that story than just the shorts.
There has to be.
Her behavior, however she reacted, whatever. Yeah. There was something else.
If there's one thing about Planet Fitness, okay? Planet Fitness is for your everyday guy or gal who gets off the couch and decides that they're going to try and do this thing.
Casual
gym goers. Mm. She does not seem any more like a casual gym goer. You know, I think maybe when she started, but she's like, I'm there every single day. What I wonder is if her workouts are a little too intense now. Maybe she's
like flashing,
making noise. And they're kind of like, because at some certain point you start to make those other people, at least the way Planet Fitness looks at it, you start to make other people feel self-conscious about themselves.
Right.
And so it's almost like they're like, listen,
you're making everybody weird.
You got to go.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else because those shorts were not too short. I've seen shorts like that at the gym every time.
Because the shorts that I'm talking about are like,
they're pretty much like
spandex shorts
that
show the bottom part of someone's cheeks.
I wear shorts like that woman was wearing in the gym when I go to the gym all the time, and I don't have any issues.
I've tried to get them removed. The shorts.
Not my fault. People lining behind me when I'm doing squats.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's a hell of a line. They're waiting for their turn on the machine.
Exactly. We all need to use that machine, right, guys?
Wait your turn.
We will.
Mm.
Another set.
There's got to be other more sets to go. Something else that motivates this other than those shorts, because they're absolutely fine.
They were like light for as far as skimpy.
Do you think that those shorts are short enough for a place like Planet Fitness to say, hey, you're showing your body off too much?
I don't think so.
It's more,
like, unless when she bent down, you could see her.
Well, they wouldn't show that. They wouldn't show the back view.
Because otherwise, I don't know. Maybe she had no panties on underneath and you could see glimpses. Mm. But there's no mention of that.
Mm. I don't know. The mom's hairdo is amazing.
Like, if James Ball slipped out of his shorts, then you could probably say, okay, bud, you got
to
go.
You have to have an alarm for balls.
That's the only way I know how to do a proper squat is if my balls flop out and they touch the floor, then I know to stand up. I've also used a Smith press machine.
Oh.
Balls out.
Call the cops.
Balls out.
Standing back up. Ball.
Run, everybody, run.
Don't mind that little mark on the floor. That's just where my balls fell out.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
You can see where they landed.
Let me go get the spray bottle and some paper towel. I'll clean it up for you.
But see, like, even so, there's a guy, you know, you look at guys that are, if you go in there and you're too in shape.
Yeah.
I think they're like, get out of here.
You're too in shape. Yeah, they're intimidated.
Too in shape. Get out of here. I really do think that something like that.
You look too good.
Yeah, they're serving pizza there.
Baller!
Sorry, guys, you're doing squats.
Dude, your ball's out! Sack drop!
It's quads day, guys. Leave me alone. We gotta get these quads pumping.
Wow, that guy's balls are out.
That's how you know I'm in good shape.
That guy's balls are in incredible shape.
It's from all these squats I'm doing in these amazing shorts.
Oh, my goodness.
Some say they might be a little too short. I think they're the perfect length.
We've seen this happen a couple of times now. Hey, don't take one of those giant inflatables out on a body of water.
Inflatable?
And does it say inflatable?
You said that.
Trademark David Chuck the Freak.
Trademark. Yeah. Inflatable.
Inflatable. Give me one of them big inflatables.
Yeah, why not?
The biggest one you got.
That's a great name for floaty things.
Works for me.
Inflatables.
It's an inflatable.
To be honest, I feel like an inflatable is more heavy duty and designed to almost get whisked out to sea.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's not an inflatable. That's an inflatable.
Oh!
Yeah,
be safe then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a great name, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was pretty hot in New York over the weekend, like it was in a lot of places. So people were looking for creative ways to cool off. Two people took it a bit far. They hopped onto a giant inflatable swan and they ended up floating out into the East River and not being able to get back to shore.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This happened about 3:40 in the afternoon. The FDNY responded to a report of missing people in the water in the East River. They rescued the two people after their inflatable swan pool float became overcome by a fast-moving current, but then was met with heavy marine traffic, too. So they were just swished into all the boats.
That's not good. That's not good.
They are urging New Yorkers to take precautions when swimming and be super careful when using any inflatables.
I don't know what it was from, but I saw another photo out of New York where someone was in like one of those little backyard inflatable pools that they set up on the street.
Oh,
they
I set it up. Yeah. Right at the side, like right in Times Square or something. Yeah, I saw that.
They set that up.
A woman was in a pool just drinking.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Right at the side of the road.
Yep.
There's a picture of this swan here.
Oh, that's a huge swan.
Wait,
it's
like the flamingo that those Canadian guys were on the other day. Same thing.
Yeah.
But see, they're so big that the wind gets them and then you can't fight it. Blows you wherever the wind's going.
Yeah.
So,
and then I saw someone trying to blow it up on a beach and the wind picked up before they even got in the water and it just rolled down the beach pretty much killing people in its path.
Oh no.
So big, right? It just was tumbling and just knocking people over.
Well, I like that.
That's fun.
Fun day at the beach.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.